الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in our program Dua In this beautiful program we talk about different dimensions of Dua which is essence of Ibadah, worship Subhanallah. There are many benefits of making dua, and this is very vast and comprehensive topic. Today, Alhamdulillah, we'll be talking about one of its dimensions, that is prophetic duas. Those duas which have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself to his ummah. That they should be the best of those words, Subhanallah, mentioned by Rasulullah alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to learn the usloob and the way to ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we have included few du'as in today's episode. We'll be sharing with you insha'Allah azza wa jal. You can learn those du'as. You can also ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the main topic of our discussion today. But there are many other beautiful segments in this program too, where we'll be talking about one personality. And we'll be talking about the seed of that personality. So much to learn about our pious predecessors too. We'll have one dubbed clip for you as today's message. And there will be another segment which will be Masnoon Dua, where we'll be learning one Dua from Quran itself. So be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge. Inshallah, we'll be sharing and you will be learning. But let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Dawat Barakatuhu al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions. Before we perform any permissible task or any good deed, we should make intentions. I make this intention, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You can remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge onto others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, I've got in my panel brothers here with us, insha'Allah. Let's go towards them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inshallah. Wasim Abbas bhai, once again, welcome. JazakAllah, marhaba for coming and giving you precious time again in this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brother Saeed, masha'Allah. How are you? Good, masha'Allah. So respected viewers, let's start our program with beautiful Naat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Our brother Sayyid bin Sa'id, inshallah. Let's listen.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank you.
Our program is Dua, and in today's episode we are discussing specific those Duas which were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We covered few Duas in our last episode, inshallah. We'll continue from there where we left. Wasiwa Masbay, mashallah, which is the Dua, the very first one you're going to share with viewers of Fadri Channel?
Very beautiful Duas is one we are going today that we'll be covering. Inshallah. And this very first Dua that we shall be talking about, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah mentions in Jami Tirmidhi, volume 5, page 272, hadith number is 3450, where he states that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Sarjis radiallahu anhu, he has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would recite this dua when going on a journey.
Okay.
And then the dua is mentioned, inshallah we will cover, the dua is اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل اللهم اصحبنا في سفرنا واخلفنا في أهلنا اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنقلب ومن الحور بعد الكور. This is the dua which the Prophet ﷺ would recite whenever he would embark upon a journey. So again, Rizwan bhai, if we think about our own selves, our own daily lives, how many journeys do we embark upon? How many places do we go to? So there will be many, many journeys that we do embark upon. So only if we can make of a habit to recite this dua prior to embarking upon any journey, inshallah, azawajal, it would also become a blessed journey for us. It would also be a journey full of blessings for us. Why? Because we'll be reciting the dua that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite before he would embark upon any journey, which alhamdulillah has been beautifully mentioned.
We learned that even Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught us that whenever we start our journey, we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also the time to make dua. And when a person is musafir, we heard in our initial episode when we covered that, we also learned that dua of a musafir is also accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially when you are traveling for the sake of Deen Islam, for the sake of religion of Islam, and then you make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have got strong hope and husna zan in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dua is accepted for sure. And this is what is the practice of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam whenever he would start his journey with salah. Right? He would first offer nawafil, and then he would leave. Probably from masjid, he would go to the masjid and offer nawafil. But this is for sure whenever he would come back from the journey, first he would go to masjid, offer nawafil, and then he would go to sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to his home. Again, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on each and every step you take in your life, even whether you're starting a journey or you're coming back to a journey, you are offering salah, you're praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're starting a journey, you're making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that dua is exactly for your own self, isn't it? For your own benefit, isn't it? So when you are going, you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on each and every step. Again, we learned that making dua in a journey, a musafir's dua is accepted, but that musafir who is musafir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way, right? And his dua, and I would like to request viewers of Padani Channel, one of the beautiful ways in this day and age to travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to travel in Madani Qafli of Dawat Islam. Alhamdulillah, across the globe, many Madani Qafli of Dawat Islam have traveled. Now, what is Madani Qafla? What do we do in that Madani Qafla? Let's learn from our Muballigh of Dawat Islam. I think, please, if you could just elaborate those for them. It's a new term. First time they have heard what Madani Qafla is. What do we do there? What do we get from there? And why du'as are accepted? Could you please shed some light?
What don't we get from there?
Alhamdulillah.
It's a spiritual retreat, you can say. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Madani Qafla, brothers, they travel in Madani Qafla in different masajid, and they stay over there for 3 days, 12 days, 1 month, and even beyond that. And the sole purpose of these Madani Qaflas is to travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
To rectify.
Learn and teach Islamic knowledge, the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to better ourselves, to convey the call towards righteousness to the wider audience, to the other people, bring them closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us imagine, Islam, how fortunate that individual would be who calls a person who's away from the court of Allah Almighty back in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many blessings of Allah Almighty would shower upon that individual who would bring back a deviated person back in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one thing. Even if a person makes efforts, does call him, he doesn't come, still the reward is there. And then the reward is further multiplied when you perform these righteous actions whilst you're traveling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Dawat Islam has given us a beautiful platform to travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of Madani Qafilas, where we can make these du'as, where we can learn the knowledge of Islam and impart it to others, which is a very fundamental part of our lives, our Islamic duties. So Madani Qaflas, alhamdulillah, of Dawat Islam, you travel from city to city, from masajid to masajid on monthly basis. So I would urge all viewers of Madani Channel to please do join these Madani Qaflas, inshallah, for your own good, for your own betterment, and for the betterment.
What's the mutual point you brought into discussion? That this is the source of knowledge, learning meaning Islam. And today our topic is dua, right?
Allah,
making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learned that in Madani Qafile, these duas are learned and taught. To be honest with you, alhamdulillah, I have learned and memorized and done hifz of many du'as in Madani Qafila. This is the barakah.
There's a set schedule that we follow in Madani Qafila. And one schedule, certain time is allotted just to memorize different du'as. And every month we memorize different du'as. Now those brothers who travel, who are regular in traveling in Madani Qafila, the amount of knowledge that they possess, the amount of du'as that they remember, alhamdulillah, that's amazing. And that is all blessings of the Madani Qafila of Dawat Islam.
And one more thing, viewers of Madani Channel, what do we do in Madani Qafila? Right? If we just go through this a little bit, and then inshallah we'll come back to this very topic that we are discussing. In Madani Qafila, I would encourage everyone to participate at least once. Once you have not tasted an apple, I give this example quite often, that you can't tell the taste. Once you go there, then you will understand what you get. And I say it to the viewers of Madani Channel, also to all other brothers, whoever I motivate them to travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing that, especially in this country where we don't have masajid, you see, very nearby, everywhere we don't find. Maybe in some other countries we'll find masajid quite often everywhere. Maybe if we are at work, we can find a masjid. We are at a home, near our home. If we visit our relatives, we can find a masjid there, but not here. So it is very rare a person can offer 5 daily prayers in masjid in countries where we are living, right? So now this is a problem. One cannot get jama'at, 5 daily prayers, right? In masjid, one cannot offer salah. If he is working, right? In that case, at home is different case, but if somebody is working, and again, if somebody is at home, there are certain reasons, if he's away from for a family or other reasons, so it's hard to catch 5 daily prayers. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, those mashallah brothers, they do catch all 5 daily prayers. But if you are in Madani Qafila, for sure you will get 5 daily prayers, alhamdulillah, with jama'at. And there are so many other benefits of offering with jama'at. Alhamdulillah, multiplied reward that is there. Then again, takbir ula reward that is there. First saf reward that is there. Subhanallah, you catch the sunnahs, you do nawafil there, alhamdulillah. Learning sessions are there. You offer salatul ababim, salatul tahajjud, alhamdulillah. Then salatul duha, ishraq. Many nawafil you learn there. And so much knowledge is taught in these Madani Qafilas. And then again, we learned about du'as. Many du'as are taught. And if you have not been to any Madani Qafila, I would request you, go speak to brothers of Dawat Islami in your locality. Alhamdulillah, they will guide you how to travel in Madani Qafila. When next Madani Qafila is traveling, and how can you join? It's all, alhamdulillah, easy to join. And you can also gain these blessings. We are learning about du'a. And we learned one of the beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his start of the journey, he would make this du'a. So think about it, what is the next one you're going to share with viewers of Madani Channel?
SubhanAllah, just the point that you touched upon, we were talking about whenever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would embark upon a journey, then you also brought into discussion the point when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would return, would come back, then he alayhi salatu wasalam would first visit the masjid, and then he alayhi salatu wasalam would come back to home. And the very next du'a is regarding when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would return from the journey, then what du'a he alayhi salatu wasalam would make. Regarding this, again, in Sunan Tirmidhi, volume 5, page 272, hadith number 3451, it's been mentioned that whenever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam returned from a journey and came to his home in Medina, then he alayhi salatu wasalam recited this du'a. And what is the du'a? A'ibuna, ta'ibuna, abiduna, li rabbina, hamidun. And beautiful du'a. What does it mean? Beautiful meaning it has again. It means we are those who return, those who repent, those who worship, and those who praise our Lord. Look at the beauty of these words. Look at the beauty of the meanings of these words. Prior to embarking upon the journey, du'a is being made. Upon return, du'a is being made. Every single aspect we are seeing over here, it is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also highlights the fact that a Muslim's life should revolve around remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No doubt.
You were talking about the journey of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single moment of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And now when we carry out our daily chores, when we carry out our daily tasks, we go to work, we go to studies, we go to other tasks of our life, just by making good intentions prior to it, that very action we can turn into a pious deed. And our life could also revolve around the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us go to sleep? Every one of us, we all go to sleep.
Yes.
Now, sleeping is one of the fundamental practices that we need to perform every day.
Sure.
And now, before going to sleep, only if you recite the du'a, if you go to sleep according to sunnah, making good intentions, then that sleep of others would also become a source of good deed, pious deed for us. That would also become a source of Allah's remembrance for us. So this is a very beautiful point that you touched upon, that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And then what a beautiful words Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used in that dua, subhanAllah. It also reminds us that a Muslim should always have this mentality that he has to return. You see, returning back from the journey, and then we should also remember this fact that one day we'll be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what whenever we hear any death, we decide, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, this return should be remembered. This is something we need to remember. And if it is there in our mind, we will pray. We will, inshallah, prepare for that day when we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, repentance is mentioned here.
Indeed.
We should always remember if we have committed any sin, any mistake is made, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should repent, we should remorse, we should regret, and always, always, straight away make tawbah. You see, we never know next breath we will be here or not, but that tawbah, inshallah, if accepted, that'll be great. And then again, hamiduna, isn't it? Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And the Prophet is teaching us through these words, not I repent, I return, I praise my Lord. Now, of course, this is for our teaching, when the words like I repent are being used. This is for the teaching of the Ummah, that this should be our practice and we should never be neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very, very important for us, that keep the remembrance of Allah Almighty all the time in our minds. Inshallah, we'll see its blessings all around.
MashaAllah, let's include one segment in our program, and that is Masnoon Dua. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ادعوني أستجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. That is views of Madani Shen. Today, inshallah, the dua which we have included in our program, and that is from Qur'an Majid Furqan Hamid, and the dua is رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. O our Rabb, forgive me and my parents, and all the Muslims on the day when the reckoning will be held. What a beautiful dua it is, subhanAllah. We should include this beautiful dua, inshallah, in our routine life. We should remember our loved ones, especially if our parents, they have departed from this mortal world, or if they are alive, we should remember them in our duas. And especially, what a beautiful dua it is, that you are asking for your own forgiveness, you're asking for the forgiveness of your parents, and you're asking for the forgiveness of the whole Ummah. And when we were covering this beautiful, lengthy topic of dua, and we have covered that we should seek forgiveness, then it's one of the best forms of dua.
Indeed.
We should always return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dua is there. And what a jami and comprehensive, brief dua Rasulullah alayhi sallam has taught. And then we also learned that making dua for parents.
Indeed.
This has also been guided, isn't
Indeed.
It?
It is
the one
the
who
right.
stops praying for the parents, his risk
Indeed.
Is stopped. This is what is also there. And further, when you make dua for the whole Ummah, for all the believing men and men, women, then you get a reward against each and every one, isn't it?
Indeed.
So this is, subhanAllah, what a beautiful dua it is, and we should also include in our routine.
Indeed, and especially this is also one of the rights of the parents, that we should also pray for them. And the beautiful thing again is, one way in the words of this dua, by making this dua, not only will we be benefited, but again we are also asking for the forgiveness of our parents. One of the rights in a way is also being fulfilled. And fortunate are those who offer 5 times daily salah, one of the dua masurat, which is often recited by many people in salah. So those fortunate people who do offer salah, alhamdulillah, they do recite this dua in their salah as well. So, alhamdulillah.
Better to teach to our kids also, especially this dua, so that whenever they pray, in their prayer, they remember their parents, inshallah, and that'll be beautiful. Do you Wasim Abbas, any further dua you would like to share?
There'll be another beautiful narration again in Jami Tirmidhi, Hadith number 3448. And this narration is regarding stopping over during our journey. So, beautiful ways we've covered at the beginning of journey, at the end of journey.
Right.
Now, during the journey, if you stop over at some place,
okay,
then what should you do?
And every step there is some sort of dua, subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. So Sayyidatuna Khala bint Hakim radiallahu anha, she is narrating that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, he who stops at a place during a journey and recites these words, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. This dua. Nothing will harm him until he leaves from that place.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Again, look at the beauty of the dua and the glad tiding. That nothing will harm him. We are being given this glad tiding. And when we look at the routine of the awliya, they had this firm belief upon the words of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and having that belief in their hearts, they faced the dangers. And they knew that nothing will happen to me because my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has given this glad tiding, hence nothing can happen to me.
Especially in the Arabian Peninsula, when we look at the demographics of that area, especially snakes and scorpions and all that in such deserts are found. And when a person is on journey, and those days especially, there was a risk of any harm through these you see, insects and animals. But alhamdulillah, the one who recites this very dua taught by Rasulullah, he will not be harmed, inshallah, especially from scorpions and snakes and all sorts of these harmful animals, insects and snakes. And further also, inshallah, if we look at the comprehensiveness of this dua, definitely, inshallah, we hope that from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one will be saved from any sort of harm, inshallah, the one who recites this dua. Respecting Yusuf Parinchel, let's include one segment in our program and we'll continue our topic, and that is a dubbed message, message of the day. Let's include that and we'll be back with our topic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
We end up committing sins, we repent and make firm commitment not to commit sin again, but again we break our promise. Question is how to keep our promise after repentance.
Primarily, we don't even know how to repent. We just do this while smiling. This is not repentance. An-nadamu tawbatun, meaning embarrassment is repentance, mentioned in a hadith, meaning that a person should feel guilty over his sin, thinking that, oh, what have I done? I shouldn't have done this. Right? Uttering these words are not necessary, but in his heart he should have this feeling that, I've done wrong. So a person should be ashamed, and the repentance should have a final decision of a person that I will never commit this sin again. This is also one of the conditions, that I will never commit this sin again. So when a person repents in this way, making sure that he meets all his conditions and requirements, only then the repentance will be valid. And then after that, means to attain steadfastness also need to be established. Thereafter, being a human being, if a sin is committed again, not deliberately, but gets committed, then one should repent again. If one thinks that, let me commit the sin and then I'll repent later, this is very dangerous. Remember, it's necessary to have this firm conviction that I will not commit the sin again. And if someone thinks in his mind that I will commit this sin again, etc., then this is not repentance but mocking Allah Almighty. Just imagine bumping into someone with your elbow, having quite a strong impact, and you end up apologizing to him saying sorry, and say that, be careful, I'll be kicking you now. Then it's obvious that your apology will not be accepted. He will not forgive you. He will become more angry and more displeased with you. So now if you repent to Allah saying that, oh Allah, I have disobeyed you, but I will do it again. Please forgive me, but I'll do it again. This is joking with Allah. As is mentioned in the hadith that this is mocking Allah. It should be a firm conviction that I'll not commit sin again. Every single strand of hair of our body should agree to the fact that we will not commit the sin again. Then this condition of repentance will be fulfilled.
SubhanAllah, an English dubbed message regarding repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to always repent. Make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of forgiveness, inshaAllah, whenever we happen to commit any mistake or sin. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we repent straight away. Respecting Yusuf Padani Shail, we are talking about du'as, prophetic du'as, those du'as which were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to his Ummah. And alhamdulillah, we've covered quite a few du'as already. Let's include a few more, inshallah, in our program. Wasim Abbasman, what else would you like to share?
SubhanAllah. This is a beautiful du'a is wandering before me right now. And this du'a is also, in a way, very important for us, which guides us that what should we do or which words should we recite when we see an afflicted person, a person who himself is suffering from an illness or a calamity. And the person who recites this du'a, he himself will remain safe from that very affliction. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi again mentioned Jami Tirmidhi volume 5 page 273 hadith number 3443. It is stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the person who recites this du'a when seeing anyone suffering from difficulty such as an illness or trouble, then he, meaning the du'a reciting person, will remain safe from that difficulty, whatever it may be, illness or trouble, throughout his life. So anyone who sees any difficulty-stricken person, whether it be illness or whatever, the one who recites this du'a, which we will cover inshallah, whether he'll remain safe from that affliction, from that calamity, throughout his life. And what is this du'a? Alhamdulillahilladhi aafani mimma talaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila.
Allah.
These are the words. If we recite these words inshallah, by looking at an afflicted person, that very affliction, that very calamity, we won't face that, we won't suffer that throughout our lives, inshallah.
MashaAllah, respective views of mention, what a beautiful dua it is, alhamdulillah. This is also mujarrab, and it has been, experienced also, tested in trial, this dua, by ulama-i kiram, alhamdulillah, and especially likes of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman, himself, and he has mentioned this in one of his books, that once that he got ill to the extent that a particular disease of that time was diagnosed for him by the doctor, but he said that no, I cannot have that particular disease. Why? Because I had read the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ, dua which he ﷺ had taught me, and I knew that I will not be inflicted in that very disease because I had seen that person inflicted in that disease and I had read that dua. This was the yaqeen of our pious predecessors, and that's how they used to apply these beautiful ahadith and duas in their daily routine life, and they used to get benefits from that. And this is all we need. We need to have that yaqeen, we need to have that belief, we need to have these beautiful remedies and solutions implemented in our lives, and then inshallah anxiety will go away, calamities will go away, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. All we need is to follow the teachings of beautiful Deen Islam and sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and these beautiful du'as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa alayhi wa sallam. One more du'a to include and then we'll move to our next segment inshallah.
Again, another beautiful du'a is one day. A du'a of seeing someone off. We often have guests, and when they leave, when we see them off, what du'a should we make?
SubhanAllah.
Again, Jami Tirmidhi, volume 5, page 277, hadith number 3454. It is stated that when the final messenger of Allah, the seal of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, would see any person off, then he, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, would utter these words. What were those words? أَسْتَوْدِعُ اللَّهَ دِينَكَ وَأَمَانَتَكَ وَخَوَاتِيمَ عَمَلِكَ. These are the beautiful words that the Holy Prophet ﷺ would utter whenever he would see anyone off. So following the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, whenever we also see any guest off, we should also make a habit, a routine of reciting these beautiful words, whose blessings, inshallah, we will see in this world and the hereafter.
SubhanAllah, what a beautiful religion, respected because of Manichal. Even if any guest comes and you have served that guest and now the guest is leaving, you also make dua and you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get up, you make dua. You sleep, you make dua. Before entering toilet, you make dua. After coming out of toilet, you make dua. SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Before eating, you make dua. After eating, you make dua. You're embarking on a journey, you make dua. You're coming back, you make dua. Each and every step, there is a beautiful dua for us to recite and do hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we need to do is to learn these beautiful duas. And that's the reason we've brought this beautiful program called Dua, to highlight this importance of this very topic, as well as to mention those beautiful duas to you so you can also learn and include them in your daily routine life. Now it's the time to include another segment in our program, and that is personality of the day.
Udruni
supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Today, inshallah, we will be talking about a personality, and that personality is, subhanallah, Hazrat Maulana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Let's learn about who this great personality is, and what is the seerah, and what beautiful lessons we can learn from this personality. First of all, Wasim Abbasman, start with a brief intro of this great personality.
What a remarkable personality is one day we're talking about today. Hujjat al-Islam, Mawlana Muhammad Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi. And imagine a personality whose father is the revival of Islam, whose father is the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, whose father is known as the leader of the Ahlus Sunnah. Imagine when a son is born in his family and brought up by none other than Imam of Ahlus Sunnah himself, what great personality he will turn out to be himself. Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, is the elder son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi. And he is known as Hujjatul Islam, proof of Islam.
Allah.
And it was the contemporary scholars, elite scholars, who gave him this title, who named him as Hujjatul Islam. And we see many elite scholars who themselves are the leaders of the entire communities, those scholars who today are spoken with great respect and honor, those very scholars are amongst the students of Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh, he was born in Bareilly, in India, in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, in 1292 Hijri. And during his Aqiqah ceremony, the familial tradition, his name was kept as Muhammad. And to call him, his name was kept as Hamid Raza, and his title is Hujjatul Islam. Now, we know the greatness of his father, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. He's someone through whose works even people are benefiting centuries later. Now, you can imagine that ulama, they refer to his work to excel in academic brilliance. But imagine someone who is brought up or who lives directly by Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, is that personality who acquired knowledge directly from his father, from the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi. And his father himself, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, immensely loved him, his child. And he used to say, Hamidun minni wa ana min Hamid. Subhanallah, that Hamid is from me and I'm from Hamid. And it is stated that his initial studies, Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh, acquired from none other than his father, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh, and it was only at the age of 19 by when he had completed the contemporary, the traditional sciences of knowledge. And by then, he had graduated from all the traditional contemporary sciences of knowledge. When we talk about whose disciple he was and whose Khalifa he was disciple of Shah Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri, rahmatullah alayh, and he was also given a Khilafah successorship from his father, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. When you're talking about this great personality, he was a great author. He also authored books. But one of the remarkable achievements that he had was his father's work, Ad-Dawlat al-Makkiyah, which he wrote in Haramain al-Tayyibain. He is the one who compiled it together. And he is the one who translated it from Arabic language. And the translation that he did, that in itself was a very, very remarkable work, which is something to be written in golden words. It is stated that he, rahmatullah alayh, passed away in the state of Salah, in the state of Tashahhud, on 17th Jamadul Ula, 1362 Hijri, corresponding to 23rd of May 1943, at the age of 70. And his janazah was led by none other than Muhaddith-e-Azam Pakistan, Mawlana Sardar Ahmed Sahab, rahmatullah alayh, who himself was student of Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. And there was a great assembly, a great gathering of people who participated in that funeral.
May Allah shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Respect to this, now it's the time to include last segment, which is Fatiha Dua.
أدعوني أستجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respected viewers, if you can also focus and concentrate, inshallah, because now it's the time to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would request everyone to come in front of Madani Channel TV screen and forget about any other things, but just focus in dua. First of all, inshallah, we will be making dua in form of a poetic, inshallah, azwajal munajat, duaya, ash'ar, and some of the couplets in inshallah, azwajal, in Urdu language, and then followed by English dua, inshallah. And you can also come and join us. We never know. Tens of thousands of people will be joining in this dua. Anyone's dua can be accepted. And inshallah, our dua will also be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Saeed bhai.
Ya ilahi hai jagate hai aata ka saath ho ya ilahi hai jagate hai aata ka saath ho
Malik Mula, Ya Rahman, once again we raise our sinful hands in your court. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malik Mula, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive the whole Ummah for Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, any mistakes and sins we have committed, major or minor, Ya Allah, we are asking for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we repent. Ya Allah, we admit our mistakes. Ya Allah, we admit that we have committed sins in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive all our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, be pleased with us. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, make us the way you want us to be, Ya Allah. Make us the way Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam wants us to be, Ya Rahman. Give us tawfiq and ability to act upon all fara'id, wajibat, sunan of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, give us ability and tawfiq to earn halal, eat halal. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, and feed our children halal, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Ya Malikum Allah, protect us from all sorts of sins, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Give us ability to perform all sorts of good deeds, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, which make us more closer in your court, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Malikum Allah, any hajat, any du'as, any pleas, these brothers who are watching right now, raising hands in your court, Ya Allah, if they've got any hajat, du'as, pleas, you know them better, Ya Allah. For the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept our all lawful jais hajat. Ya Malikum Allah, those that ill, give them shifa. Those that worry, remove their worries. Those that need children, Ya Allah, grant them pious children, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Those that worry because of children, Ya Allah, make their children pious and obedient to their parents, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Protect our upcoming generation, Ya Allah. Call us to Makkatul Mukarrama this year, Ya Allah. Show us Madinatul Nabi, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema this year, Ya Allah. Call us to Hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we also want to come to Makkatul Mukarrama. We also want to see Madinatul Nabi, Zadaha Allahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema. We want to recite salawat and salutations upon the best of creation, sending me al-gumbad-e khazra. Accept this plea, Ya Allah. When we live on Islam, then we die as Muslims, Ya Allah, with iman intact, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, give us space in Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinatul Nabi, Ya Allah. And may we have the place in Jannatul Firdaus, in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, forgive our parents and forgive the whole Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ye kyun kahu ke mujhko ye ata ho, wo do ke hamesha mere ghar bhar ka bhala ho. Matti na ho barbaad, pase marg ilahi, jab khaak ude meri Madine ki hawa ho. Ameen, bijahil nabiyil ameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi wa alihi صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا الله. When we depart from this mortal world, the last words may be أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Keep deciding صلاة على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. 2. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ادعوني استجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept.